This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we are in Supreme Court decision season. And the decision the court handed down yesterday could impact the retirement plans of millions of Americans. In a unanimous vote, the court ruled that employers managing 401k retirement plans do have a responsibility to weed out funds that charge high fees. And if they don't, they can be sued. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this was an unusual agreement from the justices. But first explain, before the ruling, did employers have any obligation to pick funds with lower fees, or what does this ruling change?
Well, they did. They did have a fiduciary responsibility, but not as it related specifically to higher fees, to fees from those managed funds that many of us these days get from the corporations that we work for. But what this unanimous court decision says is that they have to continue to monitor their investments and remove imprudent ones. And there's no specific time limit on that. It used to be 6 years that there was a deadline from the moment that they made those investments into a 401k program. Now they've thrown it back to the lower court and said, all right, there's no statute of limitations. You've got to keep watching these investments. They can't go on autopilot.
And how big of fees are we talking about, by the way? How big are these fees usually? This case involved the energy holding company Edison International in Rosemead, California. But what are we talking about with these fees?
And most of the time, you don't notice these fees, and they're buried very deep in the documents. And they're quite small, a percentage point or two. But over time, that can add up to serious money. You know, there's some analysis that's shown that the fees can add to, you know, over the course of one's life, $30,000-$40,000. So you're talking real money. And, you know, these fees are going to investment firms like Vanguard and Fidelity Investments, who make things really easy for corporations to manage these mutual funds and the products within these plans.
And we should say that a spokesman from Edison told the LA Times that the mutual funds that were part of the lawsuit were removed from the company's plan years ago. But what does this ruling mean for Wall Street? What has the response been?
Well, it's going to be interesting, and it's all going to, you know, it hasn't shaken out yet fully. It's just sort of settling in. But the financial services industry in recent decades has really taken over managing an increasing share of the nation's retirement system. And, you know, we may be seeing that corporations are going to be pushing toward lower fees. So that may not be a good thing for some of these companies, for some of these companies that do the managing, the ones that I just mentioned. And, you know, there's this one very aggressive lawyer. He's the one who brought this all the way to the Supreme Court. His name is Jerome Schlechter. He's out of St. Louis, and he's been pushing large U.S. companies to cut the cost of their retirement plans and to improve fee disclosures. And he's managed to settle seven suits, including one with Kraft, Lockheed Martin, and several other companies. The most recent one was Lockheed, a $62 million settlement. And I think companies are aware now that they have to be on the lookout and have to take a closer look at the programs that they're offering, the retirement programs they're offering their employees.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joining us with the latest on or at least how this Supreme Court decision will shake out for ordinary Americans and for companies on Wall Street involving 401k retirement plans. The court ruled yesterday in a unanimous vote that employers do have a responsibility to weed out funds that charge high fees. Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.